Oh, well. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It. You tweeted, you meaned it. So don't try to get out of it. You tweeted, you meaned it. Tweeted, you meaned it. Tweeted, you tweeted, and you meaned it. Good, 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 good. This is going great. Welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It, episode 50, nigger. This is You Tweeted, You Meaned It. I am your host, Byron, also known as Lord Byron, a.k.a. Black Rocker, also known as Lord Black Rocker on Instagram. Very nice to talk again to the podcast world of the internet, to all three people who will hear this specific episode. We have a great thing lined up. Today I've got the Toth deck. On the bottom it says Defeat, Five of Swords. On the top flip, it says the Knight of Wands. So we're going to be creating intellectual defeat, is what my deck is telling me right now. Because I'm good at readings, and that's why we should go to imnotjustme.com. Oh shit, I just dropped a bunch of cards. imnotjustme.com. Go to my merch section. Also, if you go to imnotjustme.com, I recommend the Secret Garden and also the blog. Very cool things happening over there. This has been a commercial. It's not something. Fuck. Normally commercials mean something way cooler, but I mean, that was like a real commercial, but it was like for me, so it's less of a, it's less selling out unless I sell out to myself, which I mean, you know, being, oh, whatever. Recently, I was doing a commercial for my site, imnotjustme.com, that's spelled with no special characters in any parts. Just imnotjustme.com. I am notjustme.com. Yeah, buy something from the merch, you know? The catchphrase is feel the magic, but the real meaning is that, you know, get a reading from a guy who doesn't give a fuck. That's the message. You know what I'm saying? Why not? I'm gonna give all of you a reading. All three of you who happen upon this one episode, you get a reading today. I don't usually do this, but I'm trying to sell myself, hooray, because I don't think I could do this job much longer. Oh my god, this job is killing me, man. These hours are insane. I'm rushed. I can't day drink, like, comfortably, because I go in at, like, nightish, around the night area, and I stay till the night, and then I get to go out. It's like, It's like having to do late night chores before you leave for the bar. But like, if you can't be, you can't be drunk to do your late night chores. It's like against the law or some shit. So it's like stopping me from day drinking. And like, that's fucked. Like, why would you do that? Why would you hinder my processes? Goddamn corporate world, man. They're all a bunch of monsters and zombies, man. And they're coming for your time, and they're coming for your energy and your emotions. It lights their fire, bro. It's crazy. I don't get it. They usurp your energy, man. I guess that was the usurping sound. That's what it sounds like when the work is usurping your energy. So next time you're being, next time you think you're being usurped in any sort of way, just listen really hard. And if you hear, then you're probably being usurped. You know, it's probably happening. Right now, I'm scrolling through tweets, trying to find where I left off last time. I mean, trying to find the latest tweets. January, February, March, April. January, February, March, April, May. June, July. January, April, January, February, March, April, February, February, where is the January? Oh my God, I'm not finding it, and it's upsetting me. Like, Twitter needs to load faster, man. Oh, I'm in January. I think this is where I stopped. Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's smile. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart. I'm dedicating every day to you. Okay, so on Twitter, this is you tweeted, you mean it. I'm recording. Oh, this is episode 50, nigger. I'm recording. A little bit later than I'd like because work is ridiculous, and it is irrelevant, but I feel like talking about it. I feel like talking about it because I told someone about it, and it's like I don't talk to people. If you knew how much sand was in the ocean, would you tell people? If you knew exactly how much sand was in the ocean, who would you tell and why? Why would you tell that person that? Like that you had some type of definite answer on the amount of sand in the ocean. Like what benefit does the other person get from this knowledge that they can choose to believe or not to believe anyway? Like, why the fuck would I believe that you know how much sand is in the ocean? Like, you know that? What'd you do? Did you just spend like a day at a beach counting sand in a bucket? And you're like, well, technically, if there's this much sand in this bucket, and I could fill about 4 billion buckets with sand before I run out, and that means, by my calculations, this bucket times 4 million equals how much sand is in the motherfucking god damn it. I fucked up, but also it's already loaded, so I didn't fuck up that much. I guess I should explain that part, because it was totally left field, but in my vision, it's not in your vision, and usually I'm with you guys, but I've been getting local lately. Local, you ever get local, bro? You ever receive local text messages and local phone calls and be like, oh shit, this is close to where I'm at? I've become the Christ. after being greater than, you sink down into Christ level, and then the world turns ugly real quick. Real quick, bro. Things get dangerous and dark. And you're like, yo, but Christ, yo, Christ, didn't you come from the fucking beyond, nigga? What the fuck you scared about, nigga? Huh? Yeah, the fucking world is fucking grungy and grimy, nigga. What the fuck you scared for, nigga? Where your Christ face at? Where your Christ heart at? Where your Christ chakra at, nigga? You know? It's like, here you come from outer space, nigga. What the fuck you scared about? And then it's like, whoa, you know, like, you're right. But, like, on the other hand, I tweeted about it, and I'm gonna read the tweet eventually. And for the Time Lords out there, I don't want to give you incentive to find where I'm at. I mean, the Stephen King time traveler party thing where nobody came, that is like, rest assured, if nobody's currently here to assassinate me, then I didn't say the thing that I wanted to say, but I didn't want to say, because it would give time travelers incentive. So, like, because nobody's here now and I didn't say that thing, so I'm currently gonna say that thing. Well, I already deflated the secret. That's another weapon that I've talked about on this podcast, deflating the secrets. Oh my god, it's such a tool, bro. Especially if you don't live locally. If you're a fucking space traveler, dude, and you be in atmospheres a lot, and you come back to the reality atmosphere, and shit, it gets hazy, and you're like, what's real, what's not real, what do people know, how much do they know I know, and will they care if I don't talk about it or not? And like, once you calculate all of that, like, deflating secrets is an extra tool. If it feels like a secret is bubbling up, like the fucking spice blows on Dune, everything's compacting, it's compressed, it's getting pressurized, you're like, this secret's about to blow, nigga. And like, what you do is you acknowledge that there's a secret. You're like, there's a secret, but if I say this secret, and then you start listing consequences, and then you reveal said secret, and you've deflated it already. So it's like, we know there's a spice blow happening. We can get out of the way, and then we can watch it together. I mean, and the people who weren't privy would have been watched by the people who are privy. Whereas now the roles are reversed. So the people, the normal people who wouldn't have known that the spice blow was happening, now get to watch and see who else figures it out on their own. And they're like, oh, how did they know? So what is that person on? That person's on some teacher shit too. It identifies, when you tell a secret and somebody else knows it, it outs them as a co-conspirator. They're in the conspiracy themselves because they know. They're not surprised. And that deflates the secret because they can't act. They can act, but they're being watched. It turns the eye around. The hunter becomes the hunted. Is this teaching? What am I doing right now? What's going on? I said I fucked up earlier. And that was because I thought I reloaded the Twitter page. I had just found where I stopped on my last episode, which is another time thing that I needed to deflate, which was all this conversation. Anyway, so I found where I stopped last time, but the page went all the way back up to the top of Twitter. And I was like, oh no, I fucked up. But then I realized that the search bar was still the same size as when I found the place I was at. So I was like, wait a minute. So I grabbed the search bar, slide it all the way down, and then I'm back in January. And then I'm like, yeah, nigga. But back in January could mean I'm in February right now. I'd just like to let you know that I could possibly bank these episodes. Unless you know me and you know my work schedule that I've complained about hasn't happened until February 21st. And then you're like, wait a minute. And then that's deflating secrets again. Deflating secrets, making everybody privy to things only people who know you would be privy to in the first place. But then you tell people, then you're like, now you know, and now you can go about your day. And fuck. Some secrets are meant to be kept. Jaden Smith. That's not one of the secrets. That came out at a weird time. Willow Smith. Jaden Smith. Jaden, Keep Your Love, featuring Willow Smith. Like the video, Jaden Smith, Young and Restless. I like the video, Jaden Smith, Air One. Like the video, Jaden Smith, Passionate. Like the video, Willow Smith, Cycles. Like the video, Willow Smith, FQC number 8. Like the video, Willow Smith, Random Song. Like the video, Willow Smith, IDK. Like the video, The Outburst Energy Field Explained. That's scientifically. Like the video, Theora Alphonse Steals Again. It's pitiful, really. Wait a minute. This might be a video that somebody other than me liked on my account. It's unavailable. What the fuck? Theora Apophysis Steals Again. It's pitiful, really. Smiley face. Let's see who made this account. Is the account? Nope. It just says this video is unavailable. Sorry about that. Can I search the name? Theora Apophysis Theor. She's apparently a thief. Oh, wait. That's another Scientific Lee thing. Scientific Lee took down his video. Oh, that's nice. Scientific Lee was attacking the fuck out of this dude who was stealing his ideas, but trying to sound way more scientific-y. Like, preface, if you've just listened to this episode, you three people who are listening, who will get a reading later with my Toth Tech. Anyway, if you're just the three people listening, Scientific Lee is a guy who had a few dreams one day, and he realized that electromagnetivity and electricity run everything. Everything's electric because everything's a hologram and everything's projected from inside you. But that's a totally different conversation. He learned his shit. He's Christian, and he loves to say he's Christian. And that's what I like about him. He sticks with the script. He sticks with his own shit. But he's also getting revelations, and he's acknowledging them. Anyway, he's figured out that double helix is how everything works. And he's connecting it to all these bigger ideas. Ideas like gravity and shit and light travel and how anything, energy covers matter. You know, matter covers energy, and energy moves matter. Like, matter doesn't move by itself. Energy is what moves matter. And energy is, like, consistent everywhere. Matter covers energy. Anyway, so, like, Scientific Lee figures this out, and then he relates it to everything with detailed, they are detailed. They're very detailed. But, like, he's got evidence. Evidence is the word. Detailed evidence. And he's connecting this double helix energy flow that he's figured out the exact model for from simple things like plants and water and clouds and smoke. He's figured out how energy travels. And he's connecting it to all these other things with the same model. He never changes his model. But then you have this other guy, Theor Apophysis, which is some type of YouTube channel, I guess. This guy is big on magnetism, and he's like, he explains everything very scientific-y with big words and no graphs and no pictures, just big words and big ideas. And like, he recently started to lean towards what Scientific Lee was saying, because Scientific Lee has evidence. So it's like, oh shit, this nigga might be right. Because this shit is evident. It's evident because it has evidence. And like, so this other Scientific E guy is starting to side with Scientific Lee, but he's doing it in a way where he's like, oh, and I discovered that all of this is connected. And I discovered that it's all double helix. And Scientific Lee is like, nah, this nigga is stealing from me. Because before that, he had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. But now he seems to know a little bit more about what I'm talking about, which is what's fucking evident. And that video is now taken down. And I'm glad it's taken down for the reason that I don't like that Scientific Lee has a nemesis. I don't think Scientific Lee likes that he had a nemesis. I'm gonna go check out his YouTube channel and see how many of those videos are still up. There's got to be at least two for the evidence. Like, because he deals with evidence. Where the fuck is Scientific Lee at? I guess I didn't listen to him for... It's been about 3 months. That's hilarious to me because that was giving away a timestamp on what I'm talking about, which is what I tried to deflate earlier, which I guess is why it's deflated still. You know, ninjas have come. I'd like to think that no matter what, I'll be important enough for ninjas to come on any opening. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's a chance that ninjas can get away with time-traveling murder, they'll take it. You know what I'm saying? I like to believe that I live in that reality. So, like, if I give away a secret and I'm not immediately killed by time-traveling ninjas, then I'm still winning, nigga. I'm still... The secret given away was that I haven't listened in like 3 months. And I was talking about a tweet because I was reading. Maybe that was the part. We didn't know that I was reading tweets, but we had to have known. I was talking about Twitter. Alright, I'm about to read. So, I haven't watched Scientific Lee in about 3 months. He's recently got some magnets, and he's been really on magnets. But before that, he was just on anything that showed double helix energy flow. And he's like, look at this. This is double helix. Black hole refute, corrected, explained, shown. Luke, and he's really into the religious shit. Luke 12:13, the end of the world, third watch, how a sun, black hole, or any surface works. That one's an amazing video. How a sun, black hole, or any surface works. Heat does not affect energy flow. In science, we think that heat makes things move faster, but apparently heat does not affect energy flow. The secret of light, what is the cause? Wizards lie, but magicians do not. Now that one is a fun video. And after that one is the magician. That's when he gets into, because wizards, I have a joke about wizards lying, like the grand wizard. Anyway, magicians do not lie, because he's like, the wizards are the scientists. The real scientists are wizards, and they're just lying to us. But magicians, people who are like, there's magic in the world, those people aren't lying, they're just eccentric, essentially. I think you just heard my stomach growl. This mic is close to my stomach. It's when my stomach growls. It's like, but it's like deep and in the background. The secret of gravity, what is the cause? The secret of the visible spectrum, what is the cause? He's really into causality, and I like that because I'm into causality, which is, causality is being the cause of something, or, you know, that's very simple. I'm going to flip a card because I haven't flipped a card I have to shuffle for a second. All right, now I'm gonna flip a card because I haven't flipped a card in a while. We get Lust, number 11. It's a trump card. It's got a lady leaning back, holding something up with a scepter, and she's doing a whole lot of amazing shit. Lust. Lust. I am lusting right now after a fair maiden. Anyway, let's not listen to the cards right now, but we'll flip another one to see what it's saying about her. Oppression. Fuck you. Fuck you, Tarot Deck. Wands. Number 10 of Wands. Oppression. I'm creating this oppression. Am I, though? Causality. Hey, we're into causality, right? I am causing this oppression. You motherfucking Tarot Deck. I hate you so much. Hate you so much. You gotta be true about the things that I wanna talk about. My secrets. You wanna explain the secrets? You wanna explain the secrets of the universe to these people first? Before you get into my love life, you motherfucker? So scientifically, recently got into magnets. Magnets are pretty cool. He's still got one. Ken Wheeler is the name of the guy. Ken Wheeler is the name of the person who's the scientific person in that analogy thing that I was talking about earlier. Fuck. So Ken Wheeler, arse again. Kicking Ken Wheeler's arse again. Man talks gibberish nonsense. So he's only got one Ken Wheeler video up right now, I think. Which is very dignified of him. He used to have at least three. Where he's like, this dude Ken Wheeler is stealing my shit. What the fuck's up with that? Oh no, he still has two. There's Theor Cries Like a Baby, Little Wizard. And that's right before Wizards Lie, Magicians Do Not. That's cool. So he's got two Ken Wheeler videos. Which is noble because he had three or four. I mean, he had a lot of reason. But I mean, you know. Theora Cries Like a Baby, Little Wizard. That's 8 minutes long. But Kicking Ken Wheeler's Arse Again, Man Talks Gibberish Nonsense, is 30 minutes long. And let me show you how a sun, black hole, or any surface works. Only 3 minutes long. It takes him 3 minutes to explain how a sun, black hole, or any surface works. But this nigga stealing his shit, he gets 30 minutes. And that's what I like about scientifically. He's just a real nigga. He's like, fuck that nigga. He's stealing my shit and he won't give me credit for it because he thinks he's super smart science wizard dude. He's just a fucking liar. I've spent a lot of time on that subject. I'm not even gonna go into the new things scientifically has since I've last seen him. I guess that's more personal than podcasty. Even though this whole thing is very podcasty. What I was trying to portray is that during the time that Facebook stopped transmitting my tweets to my fan page, which isn't a fan page, it's just like a secret page. When they stopped sending my tweets to my secret page, I had just found Willow and Jaden Smith's music. They're like new music. Not the with my hair back and forth shit. This is shit called female energy and fuck with an indigo. Like, this is some high level magic shit that the Smith kids are doing. So, like, there was this period on Twitter where I was liking the videos, because I was like, oh shit, this song is conscious. And then I would listen to another one and I was like, oh shit, this song is conscious. And I just like it. And then, oh shit, this song is conscious. And I just like it. And I was like, oh shit, this song is conscious. Perception war, level consumer. This is an Instagram picture that I would like to explain. I'd like to read it and explain it. Oh, this episode is getting so much. Flipping the card. I flipped a pressure, you motherfucker. You wanna die? Ten of Wands, oppression. Maybe I didn't shuffle. Maybe I didn't shuffle. Create oppression. You know how that feels, like a slaver. I finished the book, The Butlerian Jihad. I finished the audiobook, The Butlerian Jihad. And it ended weird. Like, is there a book after The Butlerian Jihad that I should know about? I feel like I could Google that and see the list of the Dunes. Order of Dune. That's what I'm gonna Google Order of Dune. The Butlerian Jihad, then you get the Sisterhood of Dune. But Butlerian Jihad is 2002. The Sisterhood of Dune is 2012. What the fuck? And then you got... Alright, then you got the Machine Crusade, which is 2003. Then you got the Mentats of Dune, which is 2014. Then you got the Children of Dune, which is 1976. How the fuck Children of Dune get between Mentats and Dune, the Battle of Corin, which is 2004? This can't be correct. It just can't. What is the chronology? All right, we're going to the official website. All right, the next book for the official website after Butlerian Jihad is a short story called Whipping Mech. then the Machine Crusade, then the Battle of Corinth, which makes a lot more sense. The Beleriand Jihad ended weird, where it's like, there should be more to this. And so the next is Machine Crusade, but I've already bought the God Emperor. Damn it. And this is saying, even before the God Emperor, there's another one called Paul of Dune. There's Dune. Then there's Paul of Dune. Then there's Dune Messiah. There's The Winds of Dune. I didn't even get that one yet. What the fuck? What the fuck is The Winds of Dune? I'm on God Emperor. I missed The Winds. Are you serious? Ugh. The Winds of Dune, science fiction novel by Brian Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson, set in the Dune universe, created by Frank Herbert. That's how I feel about that. About the novel. With their usual skill. This is the guy's son or whatever. Paul of Dune picks up on the saga directly after events of Dune. The Winds of Dune begins after the events of Dune Messiah. He's walked off into the sand, blind and is presumed dead. Jessica and Gurney are in Caladan. Aaliyah is trying to hold on to the Imperial government together with Duncan. Why am I even reading this? Just to know that that part was something who was not a part of the original series. So Paul of Dune Where the fuck is Paul of Dune? Paul of Dune was also written by the other guys, Brian and Kevin. That's why those are like out of real order. So, okay. On Twitter, I shared an Instagram thing, and I called it Perception War, Level Consumer, is a quote from Dr. Albert Schweitzer. Yep, Dr. Albert Schweitzer, Nobel Peace Prize winner, 1951. And he says, quote, I have given my life to try to alleviate the sufferings of Africa. There is something that all white men who have lived here like I must learn and know. There is something that all white men who have lived here must learn and know. Quote, that these individuals are a subrace. They have neither the intellectual, mental, or emotional abilities to equate or to share equally with white men in any function of our civilization. I have given my life to try to bring them the advantages which our civilization must offer, but I have become well aware that we must retain the status, the superior and they inferior, for whenever a white man seeks to live among them as their equals, they will either destroy him or devour him. and they will destroy all of his work. Let white men from anywhere in the world who had come to Africa remember that you must continually retain this status, you the master and they the inferior, like children that you would help or teach. Never recognize with them as equals. Never accept them as your social equal, or they will devour you. They will destroy you. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, Nobel Peace Prize winner, 1951. Perception war level consumer. That's what I put on Instagram, and that's been like my last Instagram picture since January. But that shit, to me, that's like some shit where he's like, holy fuck, like, nigga, these people are limitless, and we create limits as morale, religious, stereotype, and truth-believing motherfuckers just create it on niggas. And niggas is like, nah, there's no limits. Niggas is like, nah, there's no limits. And then they devour. They devour with a limitlessness. They destroy works because works are pointless without limits. What the fuck's a work without a limit? And that's why the limiters exist, to give us, that make our works mean something. Because in this time, our works gotta mean something for us to give it up. Give it up. Anyway, I liked a bunch of Willow Smith stuff. Often contemplate what I've said to figure out what I mean. I often contemplate what I've said to figure out what I meant. It's like this cool way of saying, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I ruminate and I'm like, what did I say? What would that mean when I said it? Because how was I feeling at that moment? I sometimes use I in the third person. I've not done my podcast in a minute. I want to share links until your computers explode. But a nice calm explosion. I haven't watched the news anymore. I feed off the memories of high vibration interactions. A food desert. Desert is the word I meant, but oh well. I got body. I'm not sure if I can believe science anymore. They are not trustworthy. I'm not sure if they really ever went into space. Maybe, but I'm not sure, you know? They've been fooling around in the sky for a long time, but we aren't taught about plasma yet. Plasma is the bridge away from gravity that leads to the electronic universe and double flow. I guess you gotta do your own research or be a part of a secret science society to know anything relevant. The truth is dumb anyway. I shouldn't be good show. Children of the, how fucked up that town was, that is a premise. I don't remember that joke. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Children of the Corn. Alright, so I'm done reading tweets, but I am not done with shit that I've got for you. You know what I've got. You know what I've got. It's 9 minutes, bitch.
That's all we can do. Don't be mad at the toilet. dinner rituals. What else do I got? MTV on the TV, we'll chill, smoke weed, and then she'll be like, you wanna fuck now? Yeah. I come, and then I think about it, and I'm like, well, I could tell her that I can get hard again.
Thank you.
This is You Tweeted, You Mean Did, episode 15, nigger. That is, was a commercial right there. That was a commercial. I am running out of time. Running out of time for your ass. We flip a card. Alright. So, in the midst, I dropped my phone. We got the Knight of Wands in the middle. That's you. You're the Knight of Wands, all right? And the Knight of Wands is a creative force. You are a creator, nigger. And the one to your left, she's guarding your past. That's the Earth world. You came from the Earth world. And the one to the right, that's the future. It's ruin, swords, intellect. Number 10. Ten of Swords, that's the future. You're into ruin, the physical. And above you, you got Three of Discs, that's the works. Physical works, through physical works you can destroy any intellect. This is a reading from a guy who doesn't give a fuck, nigger. Buy some shit from my store, I'm not just me.com, merch. Click on the merch, get yourself some merch. You can get a consultation to learn how to be insanity like myself. You can learn how to do oppression shit like I'm doing. How I'm not talking about right. Scene, which is a card that I dropped, Two of Cups, Love. Oh, is he oppressing love over there? Is that what he's doing? Oh, you tarot cards, you sly little devils. Flip of Cups. He runs his own emotions, doesn't he? Isn't that what he's doing with his time? The Knight of Cups. Cups are emotion. He's the knight of it. He can do it all. He's got the crab and he's got card. Before we get into spiritual warfare, we flip Three of Wands, virtue. I'm creating virtue, aren't I? I'm very virtuous. Are you creating virtue in your daily life? You should be. Three of Wands. About to get into spiritual warfare. If you don't know what spiritual warfare is, that's tarot card battle. And if you don't know that shit, you should go all the way back to episode 1, where I don't even play spiritual warfare yet. But you should just listen. Spiritual warfare, tarot card battle. This is like the game you play with a deck of cards, and each person flips. And then they're like, my card's higher than yours. My card's a face card, so I win. Card battle. Which is where you battle from the mind. If you believe you win at the end of the game, then you win. This is the magic of tarot card battle. Also, and the main ingredient is the high stakes. You are playing for my soul and or your soul. Playing for souls, baby. Warfare, tarot card battle. Oh, get ready to guard your soul. It'll be better if you get ready to steal mine. In that case, you'd be better suited to win. This is teaching moments. All right, we're going into spiritual warfare. First card flip. I got the Chariot. He's a trump card. He's number 7. Number 7 is pretty high and pretty. What I would do with the Chariot is trap you inside of a universe that is so complex you'd have no way of getting out without surrendering your soul to me. The Chariot. Thank you. Thank you. Unless you really don't know how to get out of the universe, you lose. I don't like to tell people when they lose. I don't know what I'm doing. This gets braggadocious because I got a good card. I got a good card that time. That was a good tarot card battle for me. I hope it was for you too. Here we go. I got the Prince of Wands. He's a creation deity. He's got a lion and a chariot himself. And he's riding around creating shit. I would tax you for creation. Anytime you wanted to create the Prince of Wands, and I would win you over because you would be so helpless without your creations. Your little creations and physical. I want to create this. I want to create that. Oh, man. Love. Love is stupid. I love everyone. Well, I love everyone at the same time. Split something that's already split, but you don't split it, but it's split so much. Number 3, tarot card battle. This is flip number 3. I got the Moon, trump card, 18. The Moon is very powerful. It stands for illusions. I could put you in a very hypnotic illusion, just like they did on The Flash, the musical episode. And it just sucks your energy. It usurps you. Excuse me. All of this is about the black dot, which cannot be affected because it is chaos. And it's like one single point of chaos that is in everything. So it's like if you can become that, then you can stuff yourself in illusionary world. Because you're just the chaos. You're just a floating around in your chaos spaceship. A floating around in the black dot. The black dot. That's for translating everything that you project into your horizon that you will see in your own future or your past in case you get the hindsight. Anyway, this has been Spirit. We get lust. Number 11. With lust, I'm gonna. And you a mate that you can't mate with unless. And you would not be able to defeat me, cause lust is a trump card number 11. What are you gonna do when your mate is unmateable? And you goddamn it, I'm gonna. This has been You Tweeted, You Meaned It, episode 50, Nigger Dune. Lots more tweets on Dune. And other things about how the physical world is a motherfucker and this is all just a fucking, this is all hell. And like hell's like, look at me, I'm extra helly now. Look at me, but you're Christ, right? You're Christ, right? You're a scuba diver. Like, I mean, we know the scuba diver lives on the land, but that nigga goes deep. He goes back up at some point, but that nigga goes deep. He's a scuba diver. You know what I'm saying? He's a deep sea diver. Deep sea divers live on the surface, but they spend a lot of time in the deep sea, nigga. Being the Christ is fucked up, man. Instead of having an earthly body. God damn, it's so much simpler. This fucked up shit that you get yourselves into. And then it's like, hey, I'm fucked up. But it's like, hey, no, you're wrong. You're the spiritual manifestation in hell. Oh, in the spirit world, you're like the fucking best thing that has ever existed in the physical world. Because that's how the fucking physical world will do you. It's an abomination, folks. Oh, the world's an abomination that we just keep putting limits on. Oh, can we? How well do these spells of Snamalil Krachachstek heal? Ended earlier, that's a shout out to like the first episodes when I never knew when or how to end. I know how I want to end this, and I need to end it soon because I need to eat. I'm not taking a shower today, but I do need to eat. I'm gonna end it with a song by another artist. This is 4 minutes long. Should it be that long? Cycles is better. Willow Smith. Oh shit, man, thank you. If I get fined on this shit. Copyrights. Snapchats on Facebook. This is the first I'm seeing of this. And that's the life, you know what I'm saying? No edits, no nothing's, just you tweeted, you mean it. Episode 50. This has been 50 episodes of this goddamn podcast. That's some type of thing. It's been, it's very important to episode 50, nigger.